gather round for an epic show. Oh yeah, here we go. The stubborn heroes coming out on top. Yeah, we always win. Delving into the darkest dungeons, always fight to win. Oh yeah, here we go. Now it's time for the stubborn heroes.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Stubborn Heroes, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast. My name is Adam and I am the Dungeon Master, and the Stubborn Heroes we have today are David, who plays Bonnie.
Hi.
Billy, who plays Benjamin Grimshaw.
Oh, hey there, folks.
Cody, who plays Belgarath.
Oh, hello there.
Anthony, who plays Strata the Lorekeeper.
Hello.
And Parker, who plays Tyrannus.
Welcome to the podcast.
That's a really weird thing that Parker just said, but it's kind of breaking the fourth wall. Okay. Well, we're missing somebody today. and that's Michael, who made his triumphant return as Thanthui. Unfortunately, he was supposed to play today, but last minute got pulled away. So he'll just kind of be in the background. Don't worry, we're not going to make Thanthui now leave again for a long time, and he'll be back next time. But I think that we're going to jump right back into it, because we left off on a little bit of a weird cliffhanger where Benjamin Grimshaw, thought long dead, well, dead for about a week, had suddenly returned, stepping in to the what I believe is called the Creeping Vine Inn, but I've called it about three different names. It's always changing, you know? They launder a lot of gold here, and, you know, so they have to change the business name constantly in order to avoid, you know, the feds. But the Creeping Vine Inn is what it is currently. That doesn't even matter. You walked in, Ben, and you were greeted by all of your allies. Ben explained that he has very little memory of most things right leading up to his death, his death, what happened after he died. This is what he's told you all. And yeah, you all greeted Ben, and we pretty much left it off there. I want you all to know, there's no rush here, taking our time. The grand ball will be happening within the hour. You are expected to be there within the hour. But until then, you can sort of take your time and role play it out until you eventually want to get to the ball, okay? The ball is in your court. Yeah. So you guys go right ahead, okay? You guys role play. Go ahead.
Just before we start, I forget, are we like dressed for the ball already, or have we?
Yeah, you guys have. But I'm gonna have you re-describe yourselves when you're headed to the ball, like when you guys make your entrance. It's like you're gonna.
Because I don't remember what I said, so anything I said before doesn't count then, because I don't remember what it was.
You're wearing like a shimmering, but
exactly.
You can change your dress. You can shape change, right? Say I'm either wearing this before, but I might change it depending.
We all swapped clothes, actually. I'm wearing Bonnie's dress. Bonnie's wearing my suit that's just like big and floppy arms because it doesn't fit her.
I would actually love to see Tyrannus in Bonnie's dress.
Yeah. Tyrannus reveals something about himself.
I mean, X, it's canon. It's canon that Tyrannus is asexual anyways.
Yeah, so, and who knows if even they're genderless, maybe, Dragonborn are. Anyways, so yeah, you guys are in the inn. Because I know, like, you guys can do any last-minute stuff, anything you wanted to say or do before you head to the ball. So just go ahead, guys.
Ben, I'm so glad you're alive.
It's, like I said, everything's still a little bit fuzzy, but I'm all right.
What do you remember last?
I don't remember much past leaving the house, to be honest with you. Anything past that is just kind of fragmented. I get flashes, but it's not whole memories.
That might be a good thing.
As she looks at Tyrannus.
But if you need to know anything about your flashes, let me know. I was with you, and I can help you out with what really happened.
That might not be a bad idea, kind of fill in the blanks a little bit.
Perhaps we can discuss this later. As you can probably see, Benjamin, and Tranis like looks down at his suit and around at everyone else, we're actually headed to an event of sorts.
Right, the grand ball. I remember that. That's why I was meeting y'all here.
Yes,
I remember that.
Well, you being one of the six, of course, are also invited. Would you join us?
Of course, I just gotta get myself ready. As he kind of says with his typical sly smile, and he'll kind of make his way to a room, I guess, to go get changed.
And but I don't know if you remember, but Bonnie did give you back your hat last episode.
Yeah, I think I put it on.
Okay, we'll say Ben sort of walks past and heads on upstairs. You'd notice that Ben, that Thanthui's just sort of narrowing his eyes and looking at you, and seems to be writing in his Demonomicon as you walk past. So Ben is upstairs. Anything you guys want to discuss while he's up there, or are we just waiting till he comes back down?
Normally, I would say something to Thanthui, but because Michael's not here, I'm not going to bother.
I'm not going to roleplay him. Give context.
Strata was just being purposefully kind of background there, kind of feeling a little bit foolish and sheepish in front of Ben now. That he's here, and yeah.
Bonnie.
Yes?
Look, we should give Ben some time. I don't know what happened and how he's back here.
We went into the book that Anthony brought up, and then we lost Thalpa. He died in the process, lots of death. We brought him back.
Okay, but he clearly doesn't remember most of that. So I think we should give him time. Let's deal with the grand ball. Let's get this, whatever's going on here, let's figure this out first. And once we have some time, we can address what's happened to Ben and where we go from here.
I didn't say I was going to tell him everything that happened. I said if he needs help filling in the blanks with what his visions and what he remembers, I will help him out with that.
Just don't.
I didn't say now. Are you just afraid that I'm going to tell him that you abandoned us?
I'm not afraid of that. I just want to be cautious.
Tyrannus is right. We are walking into a very delicate situation here. And we cannot let our personal issues get in the way or hinder us in any way, because it could turn very dangerous very quickly.
I could be so mean right now.
It's getting juicy.
How about I tell him whatever I want to tell him, Strata?
You make your choices.
Strata's dealt with all sorts of people across the multiverse, but teenage angst, that's not something that's easy to deal with.
That's a new one for him.
Okay. That's a weird thing to say, Sally.
Teenage girls piss me off. That's not her voice, but it should have been. So suddenly Mr. Grimshaw comes walking down the stairs. It's like in all of those teen movies in the 90s. So what are you wearing, Ben?
Just a really nice suit, I guess. It's like a crimson-y kind of thing.
That's it?
Similar to their to what he would normally wear, like Westerner style, but like more elegant.
It's a suit that you bought from, just like with Tyrannus and Belgrath, you bought it in an expensive shop in Stormtalon.
I remember it was really elegant and it had gold twines and
I described it really well back then, but I don't have my notes, so it's whatever it was.
It's
It's really nice. You should check it out.
It's really nice. And everybody's, oh, it's Ben Clem's walking down the stairs. Tyrannus' heart beats fast.
You look sexy as fuck.
Okay.
Ben, you clean up very nicely. I like your style.
Why? Well, thank you, Strata, right? That's what...
Yes. Yeah. Strata the Lorekeeper. I'm sure we will catch up a little bit as time goes on. I was quite fond of you. I am quite fond of you. I hope that you return that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I guess so. I'm sure it will come back eventually. Maybe just a little bit of time.
Of course. We have a party to attend, gentlemen and lady. I'm excited.
Says Zoe as she starts heading to the door.
Oh, Zoe, I don't know if this is the kind of event you can attend. I think we'd have to dress you up somehow.
Miss Innkeeper?
There's no way we're gonna be able to find a tailor who can suit an owlbear.
In an hour?
In an hour.
Don't you have like
tablecloths?
You know what? Tyrannus is going to find some like blankets from the inn and some tablecloths, and he's gonna cast mending on them. So that they like merge together, like I'll fray the ends of them and then like stick them together, and then kind of cast mending so they like, you know, like knit themselves together into a sweater for Zoe.
Okay. Yep.
That's what I'm gonna try and do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It works. I see no reason for it not to work. I'm not sure about how artsy you are, how crafty you are, but. I'll say no matter what you do, it's on a fucking owl bear, so it's not like it's gonna look bad. but yeah, you make something that sort of is akin to like a sweater, sort of long dress that goes over Zoe, and she's got a little bit of a hood on top, and she's like, "Arr!" And then all you hear is, "What the fuck you doing?" Sally's there, and she's holding a dough roller, and she's just like patting her hand. She's like, "Did you just fucking grab all of my bed sheets? Those ain't free, you know."
Sally, I don't have time to explain. I need the name of that dragon cult immediately.
What? What kind of fucking bullshit is this? Why would I tell you about the dragon cult that you just asked me about 5 minutes ago? Is your memory that bad?
Sally, I don't know how to say this. It's been weeks since that conversation happened.
Sorry. Roll up a persuasion check at disadvantage on Sally.
Persuasion. That is a 12.
Fuck you! Now give me my bed sheets back. Okay, you keep the bed sheets. But I ain't telling you shite about those fucking dragons.
Ah, very well. Well, I appreciate the bed sheets. They'll go to good use. We're going to the Grand Ball.
Are you expecting me to say something to that?
Would you like to come?
I wouldn't go near that ball. And if any of you were smart, neither would you.
Bonnie will walk up.
Well, that's a strange thing to say.
Why wouldn't...
I'm trying to go into my kitchen and make my food. What do you want, little girl?
Why wouldn't we want to go there?
The Grand Ball. This one. You're going to have 6 of the 10 leaders of Umbra there. The lords and ladies. We have war on the horizon. There's an assassin trying to kill Lady Serena. If you think it'll be anything less than drama, pain, murder, then you're fooling yourself.
Well, do you like
dating? Us common folk, we are the ones who suffer most when the kings and ladies have their fun.
How?
Look around. The land's dying. Lady Serena, young as she is, naive as she is, and as much as I don't want her to die, whispers, maybe it'll be better if she does. The common folk are suffering from her.
So, we can talk to her and tell her to, tell her your concerns if you want.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, I won't. If you don't want me to, I wasn't sure if you wanted me to or not.
No, she could. The Lady of Blood has her ear. She'll probably throw me into a mirror, and I'll disappear forever.
I'll voice the concerns and say I have the concerns. She won't do that to me.
Listen, chances are you'll never see me again, but you can do whatever you want.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do. And but can you tell me what the Cult of the Dragons was named? We really need to know that information.
Roll a persuasion, please. Roll a persuasion.
Where are we? Oh, stop doing this, please.
She's gonna slam the door and not talk to you guys anymore.
17.
As I told you before, it's the Exalted Covenant. Four dragons who are said to have betrayed Tiamat by allowing their sister, Zephira, to die and hid themselves in Umbra hundreds of years ago. Now, can I go and make me muffins?
Yeah, that's all I wanted, bye.
What? What about the common folk?
Inside. You want to know something funny? I actually had all of that written down. I just didn't check my notes. I went to go write it down. I'm like, oh, it's already there. So that was a bit of an unnecessary tangent. But
I'm tempted to go there, Beck. The innkeeper says.
Okay.
And we find the deed and we take it for ourselves. Well, Bonnie's on her thing. Does, you know, Balgroth want to do anything? Because he's sitting there quietly.
No.
Strata's a little antsy. Fingers drumming on the table. Are we ready to go?
I think so, yes. Zoe, just behave yourself.
Don't think they'll allow her in.
Oh, they'll allow her.
We're going to be kicked out as soon as we get there, aren't we?
Likely.
Just pretend I don't know you guys. I need to go find somebody in there.
Alright, so you guys are going to head out?
Yes.
Yep.
Let's go.
To the ball!
So you're all ready to go to the ball? Nobody has anything else to do?
Say it like that. No, question.
I think so. I just knit a sweater for an owlbear. How much more could I do?
There's one person in particular. Okay, so everybody's going to the ball? David, you're going to the ball now?
Yeah, what was all?
Just let him.
All right, cool. So we're all.
What else was I supposed to? Hold on. What else was I supposed to do?
I don't know if there was anything that you specifically said that you wanted to do, and so I put it in here.
I don't remember. That was like 2 weeks ago.
I don't know.
Deckard. Okay, I'll go talk Deckard on the way.
He's literally outside. The
I'll
inn.
Disappear.
You just live with the lines. I don't give a shit. I'm not deleting them.
Oh.
Deckard is smoking a pipe while he leans up against the inn wall, his eyes narrowed at you.
Oh, hey, Deckard.
What the hell do you want?
That's not any way to say hi to an old friend.
I think David forgets why he wanted to speak with Deckard, too. Do you remember that Deckard is angry with you right now?
I don't remember much of it. Okay. I'm so... I knew you. I've had a busy week.
All right, well, he's angry. You don't remember why. Ask him.
I was like,
he'll tell you.
That's no way of saying hi to an old friend.
What that turtle has done goes against everything the Raven Queen stands for, and he pokes you in your chest. And you know it, necromancy. It's spitting in her face. You wear my house sigil on your chest.
I get why you're angry, but decisions were made last minute, and I didn't know what he was going to do. I was just trying to get him to bring him back to life, because I didn't think he was fully dead.
Roll a persuasion check, Bonnie.
The fate of the realm is in our hands, but we cannot forget what makes us strong. And our faith in the Raven Queen is what makes us strong. The tomes of Kellenvor are clear. Now, our vengeance must occur if you are a true follower of the Raven Queen, but let us wait until after this ball and after you guys finish saving Lady Serena. This should take precedence, but when it is done, Bonnie, I expect that you will be the one to drive your blade into Benjamin Grimshaw's heart and end that abomination. Do I have your word?
Deckard? I'm not gonna lie to you, so I'm not giving you my word on that.
Really?
He sort of puts a hand on his vorpal blade.
There is much to be done. We have a lot of things that we need to get done, and Benjamin is a big part of that. So we do need him in order to complete all of the tasks to save the whole continent.
The whole continent ain't worth saving if we lose our soul along the way.
But we will all die. There'll be many more deaths if we don't have Benjamin with us. He is a very strong fighter. You know this.
Of course, Bonnie. Of course. Listen, why don't you and the other six, other members of the six, go to the ball. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the festivities. Find this assassin that's trying to kill Lady Serena. Uncover their plot. Additionally, I would like it if you could please try to pick the brains of the lords and ladies of Umbra. Try to see where their minds are at with this war. Perhaps persuade them to try to stop the king and his witch from driving us all into the hell pit that the war with Xing would cause. But let that be your secondary mission. I gave you that symbol. I would suggest you bring it with you. And, I suppose Latanya will have her final say on the matter of Benjamin Grimshaw.
Was she here too?
Did you not receive her letter? She will be at the Grand Ball, Bonnie.
Sarah finishes smoking his pipe and then walks past you. Good luck. As you know, if you think my judgment is firm, hers, well, that's gonna knock your boots off, girl. He walks away.
As he walks away, Bonnie whispers,
good thing I have big boots.
Then she walks back in.
Everybody walks in. Yeah, well, everybody's walking out at this point. And Zoe is just like, ah! She's sort of walking, like, prancing back and forth. She feels so pretty in her ridiculous garb that she's wearing. Bonnie, are you going back in for anything?
Nope.
Okay.
Not going for anything specific. I'm going to... who comes out first?
Okay. Yep. Go ahead. I think then... as I said, Zoe, Thanthui, it looks like Tyrannus, and then Belgarath.
Is that symbol thing on the table right now? Or just...
It's sitting on the table. Nobody's picked it up.
Okay, then I will go in and grab it.
Oh, did Strata already take it?
I feel like Strata would
pick that up. So you go and look for it, Bonnie, but it's in Strata's hands.
Okay, I just figured somebody else had it, so...
Okay. Okay, can I assume we're all just going to head to the ball now?
Yes.
So, you all head up the streets of Briarcliff Gardens. The crowds of people are running around eagerly as you can hear loud music and bright lights coming from the palace itself. The palace that overlooks a small, pristine lake. Giant braziers are lit that glow with different colors and hues that sort of give the castle right now this magical shimmer. You would see fireworks exploding in the air in the sky above as you walk through the streets. Eventually, you make your way to the palace proper and you approach. You are greeted by some, again, these green-garbed guards who allow you to step inside. Before you know it, suddenly you're entering into the ballroom of the castle. And as you do, a crier is there. The guard sort of blows a giant horn. Introducing... the saviors of Harlane, heroes of Anglepoint, destroyers of Salazar Black, the adventuring group known as the Six. And several people in the crowd clap. This is a huge ballroom. The platform that you initially walk in on sort of runs around the entirety of the room itself, while there are stairs that go down to the actual dance floor, which right now nobody is dancing. There's several musicians playing music, but this is more casual fanfare right now. People are eating small snacks, drinking champagne or other beverages. There's lots of different characters strewn about the room, as you guys can see. To your left and your right are long hallways, which lead to several other rooms in the castle. There are guards stationed randomly about, not as many as you'd think there would be. Most of them are actually outside to stop invaders from getting in. But yeah, let's as you guys enter like this, let's describe what each of you looks like. Let's start with the first person who seems to be walking in, which is Benjamin Grimshaw.
So it's basically like a black suit with like a burgundy vest and really nice gold threaded designs all through it. Very intricate, very fancy.
Yeah.
Nice cufflinks, like, but more like old western-y style. And of course, cowboy hat on top.
And Strata, what do you look like when you walk into the ball?
So Strata is wearing his normal sort of clothes, his like sort of doublet, blue doublet with the gold filigree, but he has a very nice black and sort of magenta inlaid cloak on, with a big collar up behind it, and his head is nicely polished, his beard is nicely chiseled. He's looking very sharp.
I was going to say chiseled, like, but I get it because it's made of, like, crystalline stone.
It is. He has to chisel it to shave it, yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. And Belgarath, what do you look like?
Belgarath
of course, he's wearing his rune armor with a suit over it, but the suit, I'd say, would be... The runes would also incorporate with the suit to give it a better design than just straight-off black suit on top.
Yep.
Wearing a bow tie. The best fancy you can get with a suit of armor.
Tyrannus is wearing a fine dark blue suit. He has a long tie with a lightning bolt emblazoned on it. And his hair, his tendrils would kind of be like brought together like in a ponytail at the back, just kind of like keeping it neat and tidy.
Good. And then Zoe sort of steps out, looking all pretty, and some people are sort of taken aback by an owlbear being here. And you see one of the guards looking at the other one, then looking down at Lady Serena, who's down below. But she seems to just sort of nod and allow the owlbear to enter, having seen Zoe before. And we see Thanthui is with you guys as well. He's sort of in the back. He doesn't seem too dressed up. He just seems to be wearing less tattered robes, but seems to be stuck looking inside of his Demonomicon. You've noticed since Thanthui's been back, he's quite addicted to reading the Demonomicon almost constantly. Okay, and Bonnie, what are you looking like when you enter the ball?
She will have her big black leather boots on, but she'll have a black dress. Of course, she's wearing all black. She's a goth teenager now, right? So she'll have a black dress that kind of puffs out a little bit, still like kid-like, because she has to, you know, be all kiddy with these people to make them like her. She'll turn her hat into like a veil, but something that comes like a shawl type of thing that goes like over her head and down.
Okay.
It's got some sparkle to it.
And you guys enter the ball, and as you are sort of ushered forward down the stairs towards the crowd, Billy, I have your turret out. I wasn't sure if you've summoned it already.
Yeah, it's pretty well just a given that it's always kind of like with me or around.
On your shoulder,
like,
right? Just yeah, like the art? Okay. You guys are sort of ushered down into the main floor of the ball. There's beautiful music playing. The crowd sort of gasps a bit, and they seem to be staring at Belgarath. There's lots of whispering. One of the move aside, and Lady Serena steps up with the Lady of Blood. That's Lady Ashbury from Bloodsong Valley. And the two of them approach. Ah, well, the six at last. You're... He stops. Cormac? Is that you?
Yeah.
No, my betrothed. I thought you were killed by that dragon.
You can get her pants, Cody. Go, go, go.
Yeah, what a surprise that would be.
Yeah, what a... What a
and then a goblin pops out.
Might be true. I'm not Cormac.
Crowd gas. You're not Cormac, but you're wearing my fiance's armor. Would you like to explain yourself?
I met him before he died. He was... I word this.
You trying to word it where you don't lie?
Yeah.
I just... Okay. Well, let's see what you say. Go ahead.
I'm just trying to word it properly. I found him on the verge of death, and he basically gave me the armor before he passed. But that's the only thing he would give me.
Alright, that's a deception check. Go ahead. Finish your thought. I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
Yeah. And he pretty much told me just to take care of the armor. So, yeah. It's all deception.
Okay.
I'm dead, aren't I?
You should have just said, I'm a grave robber. I robbed his bones.
I found this on the body of a man I murdered.
Just the medical lobstock, he made you another one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
18.
With a minus one, too.
Yeah, 18 to destruction.
Lady Serena, again, she's wearing a beautiful long green dress covered in jewels and accessories, rarities. That sort of go down her skin. It seems some of the jewels are embedded into her skin, up her arms. This large golden headdress almost making her look like a queen. Her dark skin, she walks forward and sort of steps past the rest of you. And she places a hand on your chest.
Wow. I would like to thank you, then. If Cormac gave you the armor, then you must be worthy of it. And I see, just like him, you do not take it off. You honor him. Tell me, how did he die?
To be honest, I got to him when whatever happened to him already happened. I was just there for his final moments.
Roll another deception check.
Oh, come on, seriously?
It's another lie. You could have just said how he died. And then there wouldn't be a deception check. You could have just said he was killed by a dragon.
But then they would find his father.
That's still not bad. 11 to deception.
She just sort of tilts her head a bit at you. And suddenly her head sort of snaps back and she smiles.
Oh. I completely believe you. Don't worry. Thank you. And what was your name?
Why again?
My name is Belgrath.
Deception check, Cody.
Well, Belgrath. Tyrannus, Strata, Zoe. I think you're Thanthwy. Why, the famous Benjamin Grimshaw.
Ben would just kind of tip his hat.
And, what's your name, little girl?
I'm Bonnie.
Bonnie, what are you doing with these folks here? Oh, never mind, I see it.
I help keep them alive.
Yes. You are more than you seem.
Okay, we have to go around and we have to figure out what people think of the war. I guess that's what I have to do. Figure out what people think of the war.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I guess we're just...
And try and stop
it. Yeah, we're just getting information. We're trying to figure out who the assassin is. Because we know someone's trying to kill Lady Serena.
Yeah, somebody's going to try to kill that bitch.
So we're just going to, yeah, try and find the assassin, but... In the meantime, just mingle and try and get whatever information we can out of these people. And we know, actually no, wait, just me and Strata know how to spot the plant monster people. You guys don't know about that. Because a bunch of plant monsters attacked, but they were like hidden, they were like disguised as real people. And they had like certain tells that,
You guys need to pay attention to that, that's for sure.
Yeah, Strata and I will, yeah.
Well, anyways. And by this time, most people at the ball are, all their attention is on you guys, and sort of the music quiets a bit. Lady Serena walks over by Lady Ashbury. And again, I would just like to point out, every single interaction during the ball and every single little detail is sort of, I have it all scripted here. So at any time, if you guys want to be like, insight check on that, or you want to do a, like, interrupt me and say you want to do it, because sometimes something may happen and the moment's gone. Okay? So just be very cautious and just be very, just really watch everybody and everything that's going on. Okay? So, Lady Serena walks over by Lady Ashbury and, walks next to her and then steps forth.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome our good friends here from the Six.
And people clap.
Many of you may have heard of their travels across our lands of late. They defeated that awful, awful smuggler, Salazar Black, which I know has helped everyone with getting the foods that they need across our great isles. The shipping lanes are finally free from Salazar Black's grip thanks to these individuals. They have saved young Lady Goldcrest after being missing for so many years. I'm sure there are many adventures that they are yet to go on, and today they will be assisting with a little plant problem.
And everybody laughs.
It seems that, as some of you may know, my life has been put in danger. But I've never been scared of any man. And today, whoever this would-be assassin is, we will bring them to justice. But enjoy yourselves. Have some drinks. Let's all try not to worry about this war that's brewing off to the east. Let's try to enjoy ourselves and enjoy the abundance of the great harvest. Never has a blood moon lasted so long. Never has our harvest been so strong. Never have we been so strong.
Can I just jump in and do an insight check on the harvest bit?
Yep.
Because that's not... that's a four.
Unfortunately, with a four, you really don't pick anything up. She seems quite confident in what she's saying. Seems truthful, for sure.
You have disadvantage?
She holds up the wine as a caterer sort of comes down. Yeah, he has disadvantage on insight. That's strange for Strata.
Oh, wait.
Why do you have...
No, sorry. I shouldn't. I didn't see the 16 there. It should have just rolled the 1.
I was going to say, because that...
Yeah, I was wondering why you went with a 4. 16,
yeah, I didn't,
first,
I didn't
so
notice
technically
it rolled
you
twice.
Got 16.
Okay, yeah.
That's an entirely different outcome.
That's at least twice a 4.
Strata, while you're watching her do that and say about, you know, speak about the great harvest, you wouldn't notice, in no way does Lady Serena seem like she's lying. But what is a lie, right? She believes it to be true. But you would notice that there are some people in the crowd, specifically the caterers, specifically the servants, who look quite angry at her saying that there is such an abundance.
Okay, I'll clock that.
But they move on. They don't seem like they just seem like they're upset, or they take note of her saying that, and many of them just sort of give her narrowed eyes.
Okay.
But she herself seems like she honestly believes it. Or she's just a very good liar. And she holds up the champagne. To riverbed reach. And she goes to drink the champagne.
She's everybody, basically a politician. Of course she's going to be a good liar.
And everybody, you guys are all handed champagne. Does everybody drink?
Can I do a quick kind of just smelling the champagne? See if anything's
Yeah, I was gonna investigate the champagne too.
Okay.
I mean, we know there's an assassin here. I'm not just gonna drink whatever's handed to
paranoid.
Me.
Paranoid.
Do an arcana check.
Both of us?
Yep.
That's a 12 from me.
Ben's not gonna drink it. He'll pull out a small flask of his whiskey.
11.
Seems fine.
Belgrath already downed his.
Bottoms up.
Yep. Everybody drinks all.
They also gave a child the champagne, sure.
Well, it's the olden days, you know? Anyways. Everybody drinks champagne, then everybody claps. Lady Serena sort of bows, and suddenly the party just goes back to exactly as it was before you guys entered. So now you guys are free to move about wherever you want. Just to describe what is seen in this room right now for our audience, Lady Serena and Lady Ashbury sort of walk away towards the center. Lady Ashbury looks on at all of you as Lady Serena walks away, and she steps forward. I assume... Again, Lady Ashbury is an older woman. She looks like she's at least in age-wise. She looks like she's in her 50s, maybe 60s. Everybody throughout the land knows her as the Lady of Blood. She is extremely dominating in her appearance. She's wearing an almost like admiral attire with a tie embroidered with lots of reds and crimson jewelry. She sort of has her hands behind her back. She has a small little sword on the side, but you notice it glows. It's almost like you can see through the sword. It's a magical sword of some kind. And she has a spell book on her other side. She clearly knows magic.
She's human?
She is human, yeah. As Lady Serena walks away, Lady Ashbury, who's always at her side, again, when Lady Serena's family were all poisoned in Bloodsong Valley, Lady Ashbury, the Lady of Blood, decided to take on a mentorship of Lady Serena and has been seemingly protecting her ever since and helping guide her to become a great leader. Lady Ashbury sort of stands forward. So, what are your plans to find this assassin?
Well, I think that there are many avenues we could take. The creatures, they displayed a little bit of odd behavior before they attacked. So we will definitely be on the lookout for that.
Tyrannus puts a hand on Strata's shoulder.
Beyond that, leave it to us to determine how we find the assassin.
Do you have any leads so far?
She just sort of stares at Tyrannus and then looks over to you, Bonnie.
None that have bore any fruit, I am afraid. My mastery of reflectology magic from Aegis Academy has seemingly been useless in this regard. Protecting the young lady comes as the highest importance.
As she says that, Tyrannus would just take a quick look around to see if there are any mirrors or large reflective surfaces in this ballroom. Just as a mental note.
There's about four mirrors in the ballroom, as the many of the lords and ladies are very vain. They're just randomly about the room.
Okay. Like hanging on the walls?
Yeah. When you look over at one, Tyrannus, oddly enough, when you look into it, you would see Lady Ashbury's reflection in the mirror. But when you look in the mirror, it's as if she's standing straight in the mirror staring at you, even though she isn't. Remember, I have eyes everywhere. If you need any assistance in that regard, feel free to come to me.
We will, thank you.
Lady Ishbury, is there any, you have mentioned this Aegis Academy. I look to gain some more information on the tragedy that has befallen them. Are there any representatives here from the Wintercrest Mountains?
There are from Winter Crown Mountains.
Excuse me.
You are not from Umbra, are you?
Oh, no. Is that very apparent?
Your aura says Outer Planes. You are not of this world.
Ekina, you have, lady.
Well, Strata, if you wish to speak to the Frozen Twins from Winter Crown Mountain, those are the brutes over there. And she sort of points to the corner where you see a group of rowdy, sort of barbaric-looking individuals. They don't seem dressed for a ball at all. They're wearing thick wool clothing. They have these tattoos all over their bodies that glow with blue magic, and their eyes seem to glow red whenever they have emotional outbursts, which right now they are, as they're laughing and slamming their drinks down on the table and having fun. There's two large individuals there who are definitely the leaders of the group, a female and a male individual. And Vlad and Silbor Wintersong. This is the first time any of us have met them. House Wintersong rarely leaves the North unless absolutely necessary. Aegis Academy is protected by them and their house. Their failure to protect it from a blue dragon has likely brought them here. You could speak with them.
Well, on such a rare occasion, I cannot pass up the opportunity.
Can I assist with any of your other questions, Six?
No, I think that's everything. We'll come find you if we need anything.
Well, good luck and goodbye for now. Sort of bows to you as she joins Lady Serena in the middle of the ballroom.
I'll join you, Strata. These look like some interesting figures here.
Before we all run away...
There's nobody else around, right? It's just us?
There's the two guards who were sort of encroaching upon you earlier due to Belgarath being weird, sort of walk away. You'd see in the one corner, I just want to get this over with, in the one corner, you guys would see an individual that you remember, and it's too bad. Michael is not here, but save it for another day. An individual you remember being named Cecil the Cunning Mandrake, a famous collector and gambler, who's been running games for rich nobles of Umbra for nearly three decades. He had a collection of unfaded cards unlike anybody else in the realm, and till he was thwarted and his deck was taken by a tortle at the Festival of Monsters in Harlane.
I was going to say, isn't that the one that tried to rip Thanthui off?
Yes, he is, and Thanthui beat him as his own game, and now he's here playing cards with his new updated deck. You guys would see as Thanthui immediately walks over and begins playing cards with him.
Michael gets back. It's like, oh, so what happened? Oh, you lost all your cards.
Yeah.
All right. So I look at him and be like,
I talked to Deckard before we left. We need to like find out all the nobles and how they feel about the war and try and make the war stop.
That is a good goal to go in with, yes.
I just can't talk to everybody myself.
You should also know, Bonnie, Benjamin, Belgarath, that Strata and I encountered some creatures. They were plant creatures, but they could disguise themselves as regular, ordinary folk. They did have certain tells, though. They would repeat phrases. They would have very simple conversations. So be on the lookout. If someone is acting or speaking strangely, they may be an imposter.
Okay.
That is true.
Gotcha.
A plant, you say?
Yes, indeed.
You are going to join me over there with those northern folk, Terranis.
Yes, they look quite intimidating. Perhaps someone of my stature will even the odds out.
Yes, I
not
don't...
to say anything of your height, but
no, I don't think they have much respect for a quote fancy folk. I don't know.
But I can join you over there if you want.
Oh, sure. I think.
Well, I don't think we should all. We need to spread out.
I'm gonna go talk to Lady Latanya.
And Bonnie kind of just disappears into the crowd.
I was going to take a lap around and see if I can detect any magic just off the start. It might give us a little clue on where to go next.
Won't you detect magic regardless because of all the mirrors and reflectology, whatever that's called?
I am not very well read on this reflectology. That is not even close to my purview. I need to look into that, though. If I can look through mirrors, that would be something.
Be careful. The Lady of Blood is constantly watching us through those mirrors.
And who knows, maybe she can hear too.
You're probably onto something, Belgarath.
Strata, I'll meet you over there after you've done your lab. And Tyrannus would head over to where the twins are. Zoe by his side.
Yeah. Okay.
Strata breaks off and quickly casts Detect Magic and then does a lap around the room.
Okay.
Belgarath will join Tyrannus.
Okay. And where did Bonnie head off to? Sorry, I was gone.
To go talk to Lady Latanya.
Yes, the Queen of the Crucible of Ravens. And what about Ben?
I was going to say, like, Ben's going to have his turret kind of, like, prop up maybe nearby, but up top near, maybe on the ceiling somewhere, kind of just survey and, like, keep an eye out for anything, like, suspicious or, like, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You could put it in, like, one of the plant bushes.
Yeah, something, like, just keeping a general eye out, just kind of, like, surveying, like, suspicious activity, something like that, if anything shady's going on.
Yeah.
Any so, shady dealings.
So, as you're walking through, roll a perception check, Ben.
Yeah, click that button anytime.
It's because I actually have advantage, and, like, it came up with a thing that I've never seen before, because they updated it.
Oh, good. 12. Okay. Yeah, you really don't notice much as you're walking through the crowd, Ben. You headed towards the bar, right? At the bottom there?
Yeah.
So we'll just deal with you first. So you sort of walk up to the bar. Again, your turret's on your shoulder. And the bartender's there, and what can I get for you? Everything's on the house.
Strongest bottle of whiskey you got?
He puts down a bottle of whiskey. And you sit on the bar stool. Or not, there's no bar stool, sorry. You just sort of stand there leaning over the counter. At the end of the counter is another individual who is drinking, and he just sort of sips on a mug and then places it down.
Always with the whiskey, I see. Mr. Grimshaw,
says Lord Casper Goldcrest.
He's the one that wanted to arrest me, isn't he?
No.
Isn't he?
You wanted to know why, how you got out.
Oh, yeah, that's
no,
right.
He didn't care about that either, actually.
No, we yeah. saved his daughter, the Talisar.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I knew the name.
We kind of turned him into a good guy. Not a greedy motherfucker.
With the Talisar,
right?
I
was wondering when you'd be making your way here. And finally, you've arrived.
You, waiting on me for something?
He sips his drink and then looks at you beneath his black beard. And you'd see that he's wearing, the same sort of garbs he did before. But Goldcrest is always dressed up, so it's not much different. He does have his house sigil on his chest, though. And he has a cloak laying behind him.
For you... No, no, Mr. Grimshaw. But somebody else is waiting for you.
And he sort of nods behind you, and at the end of the room, Ben, you'd see Renly Greystone. And he's staring directly at you. This is the guy who you whose prison.
Yeah,
you escaped.
Yeah.
You saved my daughter, you and your friends. For that, I have kept the law out of your hair. But Renly will come for you eventually, Mr. Grimshaw. My influence does have bounds.
Well, I appreciate you kind of looking out there, but... Old Renly had been after me for a while. I think I'll be all right.
Sort of sips, and he looks over you, and he's like,
Funny, I heard a little tale that you were dead in Jade Wharf, sacrificed to save some of the people there. So the bards are saying now.
Well, Ben will kind of just take a big drink and... You know what they say. People like to talk and tell stories. I clearly am very much alive and well.
I can see that. And so is my daughter. Thanks to you. So, if you or the others need anything... Simply ask, and I will tell you what I know.
And he picks up his drink to cheers you.
And you return it.
Clink. Suddenly, Renly Greystone is right behind you.
Mr. Grimshaw.
Renly?
Renly Greystone, he's bald, he's got a goatee, actually looks a lot like Strata, I guess. He's bald, he's got the pointed goatee. He's not an older man like some of the other lords and ladies who have ruled their kingdoms for a while. Looks like he's maybe in his late 30s, early 40s. He is not wearing any sort of getup here. He's wearing thick gray armor that has lots of symbols of locks and keys on it. He holds his helmet constantly to his side. You do not see him drinking at all. He's a soldier through and through, you can tell, with his house sigil on his armor, on his chest.
The audacity for you to simply walk in here. I must say I was surprised, even for you.
As he sort of walks up to the bar. And he leans up against it as he just looks at you.
When have you ever known me to miss such an occasion as this?
How did you escape Greystone Prison, Ben?
Oh. You see, I just happened to have this little piece of tinsel. I fastened that thing into a key. Got out of there.
Your silly stories about tinsel and unlocking our gates, I do not believe them. You do know how this ends.
Probably with me drunk, hungover in a tavern or inn someplace. Yeah, it's usually how it goes.
Mr. Grimshaw, I don't think you understand the severity of your crimes. Never in our history has anyone escaped my prison, and I must find out how you did it. There will be no leniency with your judgment. This ball will be the last one you ever attend. When it's finished, you will be escorted back to the prison. Do you understand?
Well, if this is my last ball, I bet I'll make it a damn good one. And he'll just start chugging his whiskey.
Really just sort of nods. Lady Serena is my niece. For that reason, I will not arrest you right now. But come dawn, you will be in chains again. You will be brought back to the island, and justice will prevail.
Ben will just kind of turn and kind of lean into him and kind of pat him on the shoulder.
By dawn, I'll be accepting your apology.
Narrows his eyes at you. It's too bad, Ben. In another life, perhaps we could have been friends.
Well, I am a very friendly individual, if you haven't known. People tend to like me.
I have my eyes on you. He sort of nods. Casper?
Renly.
As Renly walks back out into the crowd.
What a charming lad that boy is. As he turns, says the Goldcrest.
I don't think you understand what I have given to ensure that you have not been caught yet, Benjamin. You signed a deed in your true name, in Stormtalon. Yes, Renly has guards stationed all around your Tanglewood estate. He has not moved, because I have asked him to hold off. But our debt is settled, and you're on your own now. Do you understand?
Ben will just kind of like raise his glass to him. And I guess kind of turn and go into the crowd and start mingling. Like, kind of acknowledge that, like, yeah, like, I get you, like, respect, kind of. And then I'm going to go in.
Lord Goldcrest just continues to drink. And yeah, who are we going to go to next? Let's see. Strata, you're walking around.
Yeah, he popped his detect magic. I'll throw that in the chat there. And walk around.
Yeah, just throw it into the chat. I just need to see the range. And
just to like give you a refresh too, like if anything like were to happen, I have the weapon of warning too. So like,
of course. Like, it's good to remind me of that, because I did actually forget about your weapon, don't worry. But we'll see.
Yeah. I'm just saying, depending on what the circumstances or like whatever.
Strata, you get a permeating aura from the crowd. That there is a mix of magic here. And as you realize that there is one person in this crowd using transmutation. They are not who they seem to be. Then suddenly, your detect magic spell fails.
Was that?
Someone counterspelled you.
I'm going to look around, see if anyone meets my eyes.
Roll a perception check.
13.
You don't see whoever did it. You don't catch them.
Okay. A little unnerved by that. He's going to... Was I able to tell who exactly was using that transmutation magic before the spell cut?
No, whoever it is, their aura took up almost the entirety of this floor.
Oh.
Which, as if they're gargantuan.
Yeah. Okay.
So you would literally couldn't pinpoint it if you wanted to.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah, very unnerved by that. He's going to finish his lap and then eventually join Tyrannus and Belgarath and Zoe at those lords that they were.
Okay. Before we head off to what's going on there, Bonnie, you walk to the end and you would see Ben mingling with Lord Goldcrest and walking away. You see Strata just walk, stop suddenly, look around, confused, and then scurry off to the corner. And then as you would approach Lady Latanya Moonbreaker, Lady Latanya is staring out of the window, the pane glass window that is adorned with symbols of flowers and vines and trees wrapping around some sort of spirit. And she's looking out of the window with two individuals to each side of her, almost guarding her. She is...
Would I recognize the individuals?
You would, but I'll get to them. She's an older individual, Lady Latanya. Her hair is long, as if she's almost never cut it in her life. She just has it wrapped up in large chunks of that just sort of lay down the back of her head almost to the floor. That's how long her hair is. Her armor is extremely similar to yours. She holds a vorpal blade to her side. She's wearing a cape. Her spaulders are that of skulls. And there's lots of raven iconography all around her armor. Her gauntlets have claws on the end with a raven on top of each of her hands. And it just sort of shimmers with magic. The two at her sides, you would know, they are dressed very similarly to you. They have blades that look very similar to your Whisper's blade and your Whisper's claw. Shimmering with that same sort of dark purple magic, you'd know these two individuals as Abith and Dubal, otherwise known as Silence and... What was the other one? Oh my gosh. Silence and Mercy. These are two other individuals you grew up with who went through and survived, just like you, the most brutal of training to become blood hunters under Latanya.
All right, well, Bonnie will just walk up. I will try and walk right between. I'm not sure if they recognize me because I've changed, but...
As you approach, Abith, who's you would know as Silence, steps forward.
Whisper.
Hello, Silence.
And then Dubal steps forward, otherwise known as Mercy.
And Mercy.
You have been gone for some... time, Whisper.
Yeah, I've been busy. Yeah. How have you been?
They're just staring at you blankly. And then their eyes are narrowing at you because you're not saying something.
What is that word? What is that saying? I have it. I just need to know what it starts with.
As you're sort of struggling, suddenly piercing through the two of them, Lady Latanya, as she looks outside, she says, "Although I find myself in a strange place."
I forget. One second. I have it here. One second.
And she turns to you and looks at you darkly. She guides my path.
Evermore.
Yes, I have it here.
Latanya steps forward and the other two sort of step aside.
Well, Bonnie, it seems you've been gone For so long, you've forgotten our ways.
Oh, no, not at all.
Perhaps sending you out to the world so quickly was a mistake. Perhaps you should return to the Crucible of Ravens with us.
I have way too much things to get accomplished out here.
Do you? Sure turns around as she walks around you, Lady Latanya. Last I checked, you were... Oh, right. You haven't been checking in. You haven't sent any word at all on your activities.
I haven't been back to Tanglewood to check into the perch in the last few weeks. We've been out doing multiple missions at once.
Yes, with your little team. You see, as Mercy and Silence look at one another and then look at you. Would you like to tell me more about this group you've tangled yourself up in? Last I checked, Bloodhunters work alone. These attachments, they weaken you, Whisper.
No, I don't, but I strongly disagree with you, Latanya.
Silence steps forward, holding her blade. You dare?
I suggest you get that blade out of my face. We all know I can take you.
She looks at you. You see as suddenly her eyes blink, and when she does, her snake eyes reveal themselves. Now. As much as I'd like to see a Yanti and a changeling go at it today, it is not the time. And Silence just sort of steps back, gritting her teeth, which are now sharpened, seem seeping with poison.
She looks away, all smug.
Bonnie, you are taking on an unorthodox way of doing business as we do. But more importantly, what I've heard is that you are breaking our sacred tenets. Tell me this is not true. Tell me I have misheard.
You haven't fully misheard, in a way. So I didn't know what was going on per se. I just need Ben alive for the purpose of finishing all the missions, because he has been a huge help with all of our missions to save Umbra. But I didn't know he was like fully dead.
So it's true.
I mean, I guess.
You are working with a necromancer.
Oh, Thanthry? I mean, he's...
Is that his name? She sort of looks over at Mercy and then nods at him. Thanthry. Well, Bonnie.
Well, Bonnie would know what that nod would mean, right?
Yeah, it means she's going to get Mercy to kill him.
Yeah, Mercy, I wouldn't bother.
What do you mean?
Latanya, just at least, like, don't kill Thanthry yet. Like, we need his abilities.
What could you ever need necromancy for, Bonnie? Or have you forgotten what our sacred tenets are? And suddenly, Latanya holds a golden rope that seems to glow when she holds to her side. Once she places her hand on it, it glows. Bonnie, you sort of cringe. You remember this rope. You remember being whipped and hit with it in the past.
There's no need to have that. I'm giving you all the information that you're asking me for. I'm not lying. I'm literally telling you everything.
Lasso of pain.
Latanya just sort of stares at you. Roll a persuasion check. That's all you've seen to have rolled this whole game.
Well,
Latanya just sort of seems to let go and step back.
Suddenly, Bonnie, you're crippled with excruciating pain. You feel like you need to fall to your knees as glowing yellow runes move up your neck and down your spine and your body. Your body just fills with pain as Latonya squeezes her rope.
If I hear that you break our tenets again and you let this turtle perform necromancy and you aid him in that, I don't care how long I've mentored you, girl, I will fucking kill you.
She lets go.
Now get the fuck up. Find this assassin, and then we'll deal with the turtle. Leave me.
Okay.
I just walked away.
Yeah, Bonnie walks away. Then we.
I go on and pissed her off.
We go to the other three. You guys would approach the large rowdy crowd. They're laughing and drinking. And then, what do you guys do? They seem to be completely ignoring you guys. This is Belgrath, Tyrannus, and Strata. Will say you just let me know when you walk up. It's sort of happening at the same time. So, what do you do?
Tyrannus would walk over and just kind of like toss his champagne glass on the table and like snap his fingers to one of the waiters and say,
"Excuse me, another drink, please. In fact, a couple more drinks."
Yeah, and who you sit up next to here, Tyrannus, is obviously, as I described earlier, the two leaders of these half-giants. These individuals who hail from Winter Crown Mountains are actually descendants of a Goliath-like race of half-giants. So they're much larger than normal humans who live up north. Their race is called Elderborn, and they are, in their own stories, they believe themselves to have been descended from the gods themselves to rule over the northern lands. They believe in becoming hardy and strong through hardship. And as you approach, you step up to the male leader of them, who, as Lady Ashbury told you, his name is Envlad Wintersong, and his sister across the table being Silbor. Envlad has a half-shaved head, the other long locks of yellowish white hair. His eyes, as all of their eyes are white with a single gray pupil. He has magical tattoos that glow blue all over his skin and body that is exposed underneath the woolly clothes. He just sort of looks down at you and he goes...
Wait, he looks down at me?
Yeah.
How tall is he?
Oh, he's 10 feet tall.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, they're okay. They're Goliath. They're called Elderborn. He looks down at you.
Aye, it's a fucking dragonborn. A blue one. Oh, I see Lady Serena's brought the entertainment.
And then from across the table, you see Silbor starts to move her hands and gesturing. She doesn't seem to speak at all. She moves her hands and uses sign language, and Vlad sort of nods.
Aye, it is! It's a fucking owl band address! What the fuck's going on?
It's nice to make your acquaintance. My name is Tyrannus, and this is Zoe.
Aye. You're members of that six, as Lady Sarita was saying, correct?
Yes, that,
well,
that
nice
is correct.
Well, nice to meet you, Tyrannus. And he gives a huge hand towards you to shake.
Yeah,
and this is a bigger individual than you. You have rarely met people bigger than you in your past. It is a rare occurrence. It has happened, but it's a rare occurrence. And his large hand just sort of shakes yours. He's very firm with his grip. He has a huge battle axe on his back. And he looks over to to his sister, and he starts signing something to her, and then she signs something back. And this is Silbol, my sister.
Nice to meet you. and my apologies. This is my compatriot, Belgarath.
Aye, they nice armor there. But what do you look like beneath it, I wonder?
Suddenly you see Strata sort of running up out of breath.
Yeah, his crystals are glowing that brighter magenta. And he says,
"Oh, Tyrannus, Belgarath, there you are. Something is going on. Hello.
Hi there. Name's Envlad Wintersong.
And you'd see, and this is my sister Silbol. You see a sister as she uses sign language to, and nods in greeting.
Oh, hey, I am Strata the Lorekeeper. Pleasure to meet all of you.
And as Strata's saying this, he's also signing it as well.
Suddenly, Silbol, her eyes sort of widen a little bit, and she starts signing back to you, and she signs back, rare does anybody in this barbaric land actually understand my language.
I'll sign back, it's a good thing I do not come from these barbaric lands.
And she giggles, and Envlad just sort of slams his drink on the table.
Well, by God, you've got to join us then. Sister doesn't get many people who understand her.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course.
Come on, come to the table. Come on over.
Would you mind if I just had a quick word with my two companions here? It will be just a brief moment.
Silbol signs that is not a problem, and then she winks at you, Strata.
Oh.
I have a quick mechanics question.
Yeah.
Comprehend languages. Obviously, it doesn't say anything about sign language. It says you understand the literal meaning of any spoken language. You also understand any written language that you see. I guess there's no way I would be able to figure out what they're saying in sign
language. I'd say sign language is unique to that. I mean, it specifically says written or spoken, and it's neither.
Yeah.
You could technically say she's writing it with her hands, like she's writing out every letter by signing it, really, per se.
I mean, what's the point of comprehend languages if you can't comprehend the language? So sure, right. Actually, I am willing to say that you can understand it. It's a weird thing. We'll probably get flack for it, but I don't care. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't think the game considered that there would be people.
I'm sure
that
we could Google it, but I don't feel like it. I feel like we should make our own decision. I'm going to say you can comprehend the sign language. Yeah.
Be more inclusive.
Be more inclusive.
Okay, I would cast that once I saw her signing, just kind of to myself. I wouldn't say anything, just so I could understand what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, she says, but yeah, she winks at you. Strata says, no problem, you go talk to your friends. But then you see as Zoe steps up and plops down on a big chair there, and they all just sort of look at each other and laugh like, what the fuck?
You want to drink that, Owlbear?
And he starts feeding her some beer.
Sorry, no. And he will. Tyrannus will grab the drink. That's
this
a very
is good mead.
That's a very
it's
bad idea.
From Aegis Academy.
I appreciate it, but let's not ruin this event. Trust me, it's a very bad idea. She will get very sick. We don't want that to happen.
Of course.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Three of you go off to a corner. We'll say here it's fine. Yeah, go ahead.
You see, I was walking around, and I had the detect magic up, and I was looking, and it almost blinded me. There is something very, very big hiding here, as changed into a person looking thing, but it is very, very large, and it saw me looking. As soon as I saw it, it cancelled my magic. Like that.
Interesting.
I don't know where it was coming from.
Well, perhaps I could try. And you two could keep a lookout for anything.
Yes. Yes, okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Tyrannus will also just kind of like look around the room, and he will cast Detect Magic. See what happens.
You would notice, Tyrannus, that there is a wall of abjuration magic now.
It's like protection magic, right?
In this area. And it's just like a shimmering wall of abjuration.
Hmm. Okay. That's good to know. Do I notice anything else?
I guess, because I gotta look this up, but no, you'd notice that it's almost as if as soon as you hit that wall, your magic stops. Your detect magic stops.
Okay.
As if it wouldn't work within that wall.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Strata, I'm not detecting what you described, but there seems to be some sort of barrier, a field of sorts across the room, and he would nod in the direction of Lady Serena and the Lady of Blood, kind of where they are.
Who by now have just like surrounded themselves with a whole crowd of people. You can't see like everybody that's in there, but you see the Lady of Blood and Lady Serena. And Bonnie, where were you headed after that?
I was headed up to the rest of them.
Okay. I'd say by this point you've probably reached them.
We're supposed to split up, guys.
Well, I was going up to talk to you to tell you something specifically, actually, Tyrannus.
Okay.
That's why.
I don't understand that.
Bonnie approaches as you guys are having this huddle.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
I don't know.
There's some strange magic going on here, Bonnie.
Okay, like what?
Well, I saw something very large hiding among us under some guise of illusion.
And I'm noticing a barrier of sorts that's blocking my... I can't detect any magic in that area.
Ben, have you approached them by this point as well?
No.
Oh, okay, you're doing your own thing?
Gargoth will want to do, as instructed, just to do like perception check around, look like that up, area? Down, everywhere. Well, everywhere kind of thing.
As you're about to
see if there's any kind of suspicious bit. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Billy.
My question is, are you guys speaking through the sending stone so I can hear you, or are you talking privately?
I would say just privately. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Because, like, we have, like, these devices. Like, I built it in, so it's like basically like a headset that, like, kind of...
Well, next time Ben sees us, he can remind us.
As you're about to do a perception check, Belgarath, because...
I actually think I threw my sending stone away, so therefore I don't have one anymore.
No, you don't.
Because when I was mad at Tyrannus, I threw mine away.
Yeah, you did.
That was silly.
So as you guys are sort of there, suddenly Lady... You as you're trying to look around Belgrath, suddenly Lady Serena is stepping out of that area and is approaching you guys.
Six! Come with me. Come on. You have to meet someone. I need you to meet someone. Please, come with me.
I was actually just speaking with the Wintersong siblings.
That can wait. Don't you worry. Those brutes are always drinking. Listen, you got to come with me. Please. I insist.
Well, when she approached the barrier that I saw, it stayed where it was?
Yes.
Okay.
Is she okay? She seem off at all?
Roll an insight check.
Yeah. Can I also, like, she's like sweating? Is she like darting eyes, all that stuff?
18.
I have disadvantage because the paranoia. 17.
To both of you, she seems completely fine. She's just excited to bring you to introduce you to somebody.
And with a 22?
Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, she's just quite excited.
Okay. I guess I'll Tyrannus will kind of wave to the Wintersong siblings and just be like,
just watch after Zoe for a moment. I'll be right back, I promise.
Oh, of course. We'll look after old Zoe here, don't you worry.
And then
remember, no Silbor alcohol.
Silbor kind of signs like, come back soon. We would love to talk to you about the dangers that are happening in our kingdom.
I'll sign back. I'm sorry. I'll be back soon.
She grabs, Lady Serena grabs your hand, Bonnie. Come on now.
this way, girl. Let's go.
All right, let's go, guys.
And she pulls you into this area down here. It's just a crowd of people. And they're all mingling and talking and chatting and laughing.
Can I use that perception check I rolled to look around as we're walking towards
the
crowd?
What's your, what was it? 22?
It's 22.
Yeah.
Like suspicious people, maybe like darting eyes at Lady Serena, like keeping an eye on her, like suspiciously kind of thing.
You notice at the very, very far end of the room, Belgarath, there is a man who is completely out of place. He's very skinny, about 6 feet tall. He has blonde and red hair that spikes to the top of his head, and he has a blue scar on his cheek. And he seems out of place here. He's wearing almost roguish-like clothes, but they look weird. They look alien, almost like they don't belong. And he's just sipping some wine, and he stares at you, and he sees that you notice him too, and he just raises his glass and nods at you at the end of the room and smiles.
And Belgrath nods back.
And then before you know it, you're pulled into the crowd. Ben, do you approach the crowd too?
Yeah, but I'll stay
yeah.
Like off to the side a little bit.
Lady Serena.
Just to see what's going on.
Oh, I'm so sorry to keep you waiting. I'm so sorry. Six, I would like to introduce you to an old family friend, who we are so excited to also have here today. Six, this is Osmod of the Twisted Visage.
And standing there in front of you guys would be an old friend, a tiger in all appearances, wearing... Strada, this cat person is wearing clothes that would rival even yours in their intricacy and their vibrancy. Jewels and magical items ordaining all around him as he smokes this devilish pipe. His hands are backwards, not the way that they should be. Clawed, as Osmod raises a brow and watches as you all approach.
Well, well, well. A pleasure to meet you, Six.
That's where we're going to end this episode.
Ay, ay, ay.
And that's where the anti-magic barrier was coming from. I want to thank you all for listening to our little show here. Don't forget to follow us on all social media if you want. Join our Discord server. Come chat with us. Have some fun. Yeah. What do you guys think of the ball so far?
That's cool. There's lots going on.
What's going through your heads?
Yeah. Osmod will die.
Who's going to punch Osmod in the face first?
This is kind of a culmination of a lot of different story threads that are happening here between all of you.
Yeah, Latanya's a fucking cunt.
she literally raised children, tortured them into becoming perfect warriors who cut themselves to use power. I mean...
What is this, the Spartan program?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Similar to, like, Witchers, really. That's what they are.
Different. I don't think Ben's ever actually met Osmod.
Ben, I never you went did to in shop. The sewers because he was like, "Now you're all gonna die," and you're like, "What the hell did I do to you?"
Oh, yeah. Would any of anyone have like, I don't even know you. Mentioned him to Strata at all?
Nope, none of us have mentioned him.
No,
to
okay,
you.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
He disappeared, and we haven't brought him up since.
So we're all gonna hate him, and you're gonna have no idea why.
Yeah, no. This guy seems like a good
Everyone's
time.
Everyone's holding back.
All right, well. That's where we're gonna leave it. What happens now? Well, you'll have to find out next time. And till then, goodbye.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.